It's time for Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On today's show and next week, we will be focusing on the two largest high schools in Tuolumne County, Sonora and Somerville. School recently started again, and today's show features Sonora High School Superintendent Ed Pelfrey. And next week, we'll hear from Somerville Superintendent Michael Merrill. So, Superintendent Pelfrey, thank you so much for coming on today. School has been back in session for a couple weeks now, so how have things gone?
Things have gone really well. It's been great to come back after the last 2 years with so many COVID restrictions, to come back with all of our students in class, in person. And students have had a year back in school, and they've come prepared for school, and it's been a great start to our school year. Last Friday would probably be the best example. We had a rally with our new activities director, Greg Smith, a really fantastic rally. Kids were really engaged, great atmosphere. Then we were able to have a football game that night that we won with an interception by Roger Alderman, who had just announced that he was going to accept a scholarship to the University of Utah to play football. And then that night we had a dance in the mall where we had about 200 students, and it was fantastic, once again put on by our activity director, Greg Smith. So it's been a great start to the school year. One thing that was tough today is that we lost a really valued staff member yesterday. Frank Gonzalez was a bus driver and campus security person for us, and really beloved by the students he transported on his bus and by all the staff. And he lost a courageous battle with cancer yesterday. So that's brought us down. Other than that, it's been a very good start to the school year.
Yeah, sad to hear that. He'll definitely be missed by the student body and staff and everybody here in the community.
Yes.
So, you know, anything else new this school year of note?
Well, last year we had a strategic planning process where we brought in facilitators and brought in members of the community. We had 20 elected officials from throughout the county, business leaders, community members, and our staff that met a full evening and put together a mission and vision statement for the district and set objectives for the district. And they worked on that, and then that went to the board on Saturday. And so that's been a driving force in how we've moved forward over this year. The vision statement that they created was preparing every student for success by cultivating personal excellence. And that what drives that vision is our mission of, in a safe and supportive environment with an eye to the future and honoring tradition, alongside community partners, Sonora Union High School District empowers students to be academically excellent, career and or college ready, accountable, respectful, and engaged citizens. So that's really been a driving force for what we've moved into this year. So one of the new things, based on that vision and mission and the top priority that was chosen by that strategic planning group, is the social emotional welfare of our students. So led by Principal Karen Sells and our lead counselor, Stacy Cruzy, we have created a wellness center where students can get that social emotional help, have a place where they feel comfortable, that when they are struggling, they can go, and we can give them skills so that they can support themselves to have success in the classroom, success in their lives, and a place where they know that they can always get that type of support. So that's been something that's been new this year. Also very high on that that set of objectives was CTE, which is career technical education, used to be known as vocational education. And that's been put as a very high priority. And we've had great programs. Our cosmetology program is very successful. Our ag program, computer science program, the photography pathway, a culinary arts pathway. But this year we're starting, we've brought in a new construction teacher, and we're in the planning year of a California Partnership Academy in Construction, which is very exciting. It's where we partner with local industry, and we've already had people come out of the area who are very interested in being involved, partnering with local industry to get our kids ready to work in construction, to have certifications that are valuable for them in the workplace. So that's really exciting. Also with our CTE, we've been working on a lot of collaborations with Columbia College and what are called CCAP courses. And these are courses offered on the Sonora High School campus by Columbia College instructors for Sonora High School students. And so we started these last year. This year we will have welding and fabrication as one of those offerings. Our certified nurses assistant program came back. Last year we were able to have 14 students, all the students enrolled, complete the class and pass their certification tests. And then we have a fire science academy as well. And those have all rolled out this year. One of the other things we're doing is what's called the flex period, which is a way to provide additional intervention for students in the middle of the day. We have students can choose through a software program to go to teachers that they need support from, or teachers can choose to assign students their classes. And also we have targeted support for students.
Yeah, a lot of new things happening this year at Sonora High School. That wellness center that you mentioned, what exactly is that then? What does it all include?
Well, what we've done is we realized that having all of the providers together is important. So we've what's been the back office of our administrative building, we've reframed that into a wellness center so that students can go there, and we have our counselors are there, our clinician is there, our psychologist is there, and also other agencies. So the county schools office has brought us a grant. Kathy Parker won a grant for social emotional health, and they have what's called the AWARE program. And so this is a place where they can even plug in to our school to assist students. So it's a place where it's comfortable for students to come and get the assistance they need and work on skills there. So for instance, during the flex period, this month is suicide awareness month. So during the flex period, students can sign up to come in to look at the signs of suicide and how to help their friends and people around them to be more resilient and to know where to reach out for help.
Nice to see, too, so many career technical education courses offered at Sonora High School. Are they pretty popular among the students?
They are. They're quite popular. And it's really important that we create an opportunity for students to get job skills so that they can step out of high school into living wage jobs, and also to see careers that they may want to pursue at other levels with post-secondary training. And we also think it's really important that kids become aware of Columbia College as a huge resource. Of course, they can all attend there free, which I think is really important. And they have fantastic resources that our kids feel more comfortable accessing once they've already been in a college course, along with our CTE courses that are done in collaboration with Columbia College. We have about 80 students that are involved in the middle college. So that's where students take a couple classes, 2 to 3 classes at Sonora High School during the day, and then they can take classes in areas that they're have interest at Columbia College for the rest of the day.
You know, in a general sense, do you see most Sonora High graduates going on to college or more going into the workforce?
We have more that go into the workforce. The number that are going to college is growing, and Columbia College is probably the largest portion of all of that. So it's changing. What we want to make sure is that we just have a pathway for every student, whether it be career or college. And we are working on, once again, in collaboration with Columbia College and with Brandon Price, who is with Stanislaus State, working on a grant, a strong workforce grant, so that we can make sure that when a student reaches their junior year, they're either on their path to go to college, they're in a career path, or we take them at that time and make sure that we intervene with a guidance course so we can prepare them to get into some sort of either postgraduate training or get them into one of our CTE pathways to prepare them for work after high school.
Any observations just about graduation rates at Sonora High School?
It's been a really difficult time graduation rate-wise. Our graduation rates went down in all areas, and that in large part. And those numbers are really based on what happened during COVID. And we lost a lot of students who didn't complete college at that time. We hope to see that rebound this year. We've done a lot of work with making sure that students have made up lost learning and are making up lost credits. And we did that with a very large summer school the last 2 years, as opposed to just offering a few courses and many of them online. We had a full offering of courses with teachers on campus with students.
Need to take a quick break. We're talking about Sonora High School on this weekend's Motherlode Views, getting an update from the superintendent, Ed Pelfrey, on various things happening this new school year at Sonora High School. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Programming note, next week on Motherlode Views, we'll focus on Somerville High School with Superintendent Michael Merrill. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.